Moving to music for Good Friday now, we'll hear from Sofia Gubaidulina. She was born in Cristopo in 1931. In remembrance of the 250th anniversary of Bach's death, Helmut Rilling, director of the International Bach Academy, Stuttgart, arranged for the commission of four passions to be written for the year 2000. The four premieres in Stuttgart were each preceded by a lecture concert held by the composer and conductor. Sofia Gubaidulina was one of the four composers, and she was to compose a passion for soloists, two choirs, organ, and orchestra. The work was supposed to be composed in Russian and premiered both in Germany and Russia. Gubaidulina had to overcome the difficulty of writing this piece in Russian, as the Russian Orthodox Church does not allow the use of instruments. Only your voice and a candle in your hand should be between you and God. And nothing of a theatrical nature is allowed. Gubaidulina reasoned that the narrative of Christ's suffering need not be a drama. It can be a calm report which takes place over time. And this can be set in contrast to what she refers to as an absolutely timeless conception. The text which could embody these qualities was the Revelation to St. John, or the Last Judgment. The piece Gubaidulina composed is a 90-minute work in 11 episodes, much of which unfolds very slowly and very darkly. The piece can be understood as a two-part form, the preparation and the central event. We're going to listen to the event. We'll hear the last minute of The Way to Golgotha, leading to the most important moment of the form, the death of Jesus, a woman clothed with the sun, and then entombment, and the seven bowls of wrath.
Oh,